process of menu planning. What is the process for the menu planning? Let's discuss about the brief manner for the menu planning. The first point is conduct a market study through interviews, food shows, identify the needs of the market, do data analysis. This is very important. You need to do the market research for menu planning, exactly what food products are available in the market. And the same time, you need to do some interviews with the neighborhoods. What exactly they are expecting from your organization? Exactly what their expectations from your F&B services? This is also a very important factor. And perform a competitive analysis. What exactly the competitive analysis? They might be having some other competitive business holders, those who are operating food and beverage outlets. You need to see the food products, what exactly they are serving, and what exactly the pricing. This is also very important, the process of menu planning. Develop a unfilled theme. Build the menu around the theme. Analyze the nutritional content, variety and balance of each and every dish. This is also a very important factor. Whatever the dishes you are including in your menu, there should be a different aspects according to the nutrition's contents also. It is also comes under picture of menu planning process. Finalize the accompaniments to the main dishes. Whatever the main dishes you would be serving in the menu, what are the accompaniments you want to give and what you would like to have? That is also you have to decide whenever you are planning a menu. Price the menu accurately. Use the best suitable pricing approach. There are three approaches which can be used to price the, which we would be talking further. So you need to price properly according to the competitive market, according to the food ingredients, what exactly are you using. Now, let's discuss about the menu planning for that. Check on availability of food products once the menu is finalized on paper. Check its operational validity in the local area. This is very important aspect. After completion of your menu planning, check on availability of the food products. Whatever the menu you have planned, you required some raw material and ingredients also to complete the food products. You need to see the local products, what are the available for the developing a food production. Match menu with the skill level of kitchen personnel and balance production stations. Once all ingredients are also in place, you need to check the staff strengths and hire competitive staff. This is very important. Whatever the menu you have designed to complete the food production, you require the skilled staff also. This is also very important in a menu planning. Control cost. Keep a track on all costs that might reduce the profits and trim all the possible losses. You need to keep a track where exactly profitability can increase and you can reduce your losses also. Test the recipes and make adjustment. Test the recipes through food tracks and make adjustment. You can conduct a sample service if you required. Before presenting your menu in your business, you need to do some sampling kind of thing. Then you will come to know exactly what is happening with the menu product. Are you able to give good product quality also? The same time, you will come to know your strength of your menu. Establish a garnishing, plating, portioning standard. Finalize the garnishes and the standardized portions. Because you would be serving more of the items are a la carte, you need to see the portion size also. What exactly the portion size and which plate you need to serve, and you need to decide before the menu planning also. Plan and design menu card. The menu card should have a heading, description of the menu item, and a supplement a merchandising copy. This is very important. You need to design a good menu card with the proper pricing and a proper spelling. Now, menu merchandising is the promotion of the menus within the establishment is one of the most effective and sales control. This is a very important factor whenever you are menu planning. Truth it means, it is a term used various laws and regulations. You need to put the rules and regulations also in your menu planning. What is a good menu? Let's see, let's discuss about now. You are saying menu is a bridge between the customers and the establishment. What is a good menu? What is a bad menu? What exactly the mistakes can occur whenever you are developing a menu? Now, let's discuss about the good menu. The price and any extras, a good menu should have the price and any extra charges you would be doing, like government taxes, like service taxes if you are doing, service charges if you are doing. You need to be printed on your menu and the quality and the source of the dish. This is also very important. The size of the dish, what exactly the portion you would be giving, you need to put in the menu. And the type of the preparation, what type of the preparation? Indian cuisine, Chinese cuisine, Thai, you need to put in that menu. Then only it will become a good menu. Now, type of ingredients used, what type of ingredients are you using to develop the food production product, you need to put in the menu, then it will become an excellent menu. Any explanation foreign or usual terms, this is also very important. There are few continental items, there are few Chinese items, so you will not come to know exactly what wording and all. You need to put underline in that where exactly that works according to the Indian culture. Now, special diets and requests also, that is also very important. If any dietary kind of menu if you want to give, you need to give that type of food products also in menu. Menu planning, there would be some mistakes. Let's discuss about the what mistakes commonly F&B services and establishment occur. So the menu should not be too small. If the menu is too small, the guest can choose only lesser items. So your establishment will not make a more profitability. So your menu should be more. The menu should not be too large also. It is also very important. If you are making a very large menu, the customer may confuse what products you need to choose. It should not have a very small font. It should have a special position of high margin dishes also. This is very important. What is a high margin dishes? High margin dishes means whatever the product you would be selling, you would be getting a more profitability in that product. So you need to highlight that product because you are making a more profitability by the product. Should not have many different languages. You should not have different languages in the menu. Should be clear and cut. English is the main factor where you can design your menu. Everybody can understand. The menu item should be listed and organized in a logical dining sequence. Logical dining sequence. What exactly the logical dining sequence? For example, in your logical dining sequence, soup comes first. Soup comes first. Then starters, the main course, then desserts. This way only you need to design your menu so easy to understand for the customer. Should not have wrongly placed clip-ons. It should not be there because it will not give you good appearance to the customer because there is bridge between you and the customer. Now, basic information like address, phone number and the timing should be written on the menu. The customer will come to know what is the address and what are the timings also, because there is a very important factor. Each and every customer, you cannot convey the message what are the exactly timings for the establishment also. It should not be poorly organized and poorly laid out also. It should not be that way. It has to be organized properly. Now, there are few types of menu. Let's discuss about the few what varieties of the menu. One is functions menu. Whatever the functions you would be celebrating, that is also one kind of menu. And cyclic menu and a la carte menu. What exactly these three types of menu? Let's discuss further in a broad manner. Features of the a la carte menu. A la carte means from the card. A la carte means which we have discussed previously also. Let's discuss about briefly what is the a la carte menu. The menu gives you full list of all dishes of the establishment. Whatever the establishment would be having, the full list of food items would be printed on the menu. The customer chooses dish from the list on the menu card. Whatever the menu you would be giving to the customer, customer will choose menu from menu, the food item, whatever he wants. The price of each dish varies. The price is always varies because the starter is maybe lesser price compared with the main dishes. Maybe the soup is a lesser price compared with the main dishes. So prices always varies. Whenever a la carte menu will be given, the prices might be varies according to the dishes. The cutlery and software, the cutlery and flatware requirement, the dishes are laid course by the course. For example, if the customer is ordering, if the guest is placing order for the soup, so you lay according to the soup only. If the guest is asking for the main course, so you lay according to the main course only. Each dish has a separate preparation time. This is a very important factor in a la carte menu. If the guest is ordering for the main course, so it may take more time. If he is making order for the soup, it may take lesser time. So each and every food product has a different time altogether. The certain waiting time has to be allowed for many of the dishes. Exactly. Because whenever you are giving a dish, a la carte dish, there is a certain time is allowed to give the customer. Now, a short description of each dish is given on the menu card. Yes, exactly. There is a short description of the food product as given on the menu card to understand exactly how this dish is developed. Features of a la carte, let's see the common aspect, how exactly it looks is. Lunch special, a la carte menu. Here, whenever the people come for the lunch, they can choose from here. This is a la carte. Whenever people come for any kind of thing, they can order for soup and grilled, fried, whatever the food products are there, they can place order from there. Now, advantages of the a la carte menu. What advantages of the a la carte menu? Let's discuss. Soup, salad, starters and main course of the desserts have many types of the dishes. For example, what exactly we have discussed? Soups and starters, main course. This is divided in a sectors in such a way that there would be a few kind of soups, there would be a few kinds of starters, there would be a few kinds of main dishes also. From there, customer can choose what exactly he wants. Guests include children can choose dishes as per their preference. This is very simple manner. It's not a fixed menu. There are a broad way of varieties of food products are available in a la carte menu. The children also can choose whatever exactly they like the product. There are many courses ranging between 5 to 15 of the menu. There are so many courses of the menu are available. From there you can choose whatever you want. The guest choose the portions as required. For example, the guest says, I want some light meal. According to him, he can choose the light meal as well. Guest says, I want some heavy meal. He can choose according to his convenient. The different type of cuisines are available in the same menu. Yes, in the same menu, the different type of cuisines are available. If you see the multi cuisine restaurant, there is an Indian, there is a Chinese, there is a Thai. According to that, it is divided in a beauty manner where you can choose a different kind of cuisines also. Now, disadvantages of the a la carte, there are a few disadvantages also in a la carte menu. Let's see what are the disadvantages. Menu combination and selection may not be possible for all customers. Yes, exactly. All customers may not suit that a la carte because the few people want a fixed menus also. The wastage in the restaurant is more. The wastage in the restaurant is more because whatever the menu is having, according to that, the partial preparation has to be there in food production. You cannot predict which customer is placing what order and which customer is placing what order. For example, in soups variety, you have a tomato soup. You have a Mulgitwani soup. So your prediction may be tomato soups would be 10 today and Mulgitwani soups would be 10 today. According to that, you have a prepared a partial soup, food production for the soup. So now the whatever your prediction is wrong and tomato soup sold 5 and Mulgitwani soup sold 5. So your wastage is also more. Now, more stuff is required in the kitchen to prepare variety of the cuisines which we have discussed. One menu is contains Indian, Chinese, Thai. So according to that, you would be having the skilled chefs also to prepare the food. The same time, the dishes are cooked to order, so waiting can be more. Whenever the customer is placing the order, the dish will be prepared that time only. So the waiting time would be more. The customer need to wait more time for the food. Table de hote main features. What are the table de hote main? How exactly it works under? What are the main features are? It is fixed menu. It is a fixed menu. Multi-course menu with limited choice and charged with a fixed price. Very simple. There are few other menus also. We have discussed about the a la carte menu and we are discussing about the table d'hote menu. It's a fixed menu. For example, if you walk in a restaurant, if you want a lunch, there is a fixed menu is available. You need to choose and you pay fixed and you have the fixed meal and that. Now, let's discuss about the broad manner, also called as a fixed price menu. Indian examples are the thali served in a many restaurant as a fixed menus. Yes. Now, let's come into the point. What exactly? In Indian restaurant, if you want to take a thali. So, there is a fixed menu. There would be rice and the roti, dal, gravy, papad, everything would be there. There is a fixed menu, easy to understand for the customer and easy for the establishment also. The cutlery on the table is already for the course. So whatever the cutlery and crockery is there, already is there on the table. The menu should be well planned and balanced and interesting. It's a very simple manner. It's an interesting manner also. The color varieties of the ingredients used and the garnishes should be different of the each course. Exactly whatever the thali system is there, the garnishes and accompaniments are different. And another fixed menu, garnishes and accompaniments are different. Now, the table d'hote menu, the fixed menu, whatever we have discussed, it looks this way. There is a fixed starter would be there, fixed main course would be there, fixed desserts would be there. It looks that way, same way. advantages of the fixed menu. What is the advantages of the fixed menu is these are the simple menus and very easy to choose for the guest. Yes, he comes and he places order for the thali, and you for the serving purpose also it is easy for the establishment, and the waiting time is too less because it's already prepared. And whenever the customer places order for the fixed menu, and he will plan it, and the waiter will deliver the same. The prices are set, and hence guest can choose accordingly. The prices are set for all products, whatever you are giving in a fixed menu. In a fixed price, the guest gets a vast variety also. In the fixed menu, the guest is getting starter, soup, even main course, even accompaniments and dessert also. In a fixed price, he is getting a main varieties also. This is easier to control and operate for the establishment. It's easy to control and operate for the establishment also. What are the disadvantages of the table d'hote fixed menu is, there are few disadvantages also are there in a fixed menu. What are the disadvantages? The choice is limited and may more monotonous. Always thali, the people might say only one thali you have, that is a fixed menu, the same kind of food products are available in a thali. Sometimes it may become a monotonous also. Now, the set price for the menu means that guest pays for the dishes that he may not eat also. Sometimes what will happen is, whatever the fixed menu you would be having, you might be giving the more food products, the guest might not have that food products, it may go for the waste also. The menu and the portions are same for all age groups. That's also a very important factor, which is the one disadvantage for the fixed menu. Whatever the age group you have, the set portion size is same, you would be giving the same portion size to the age groups. The guest satisfaction level is higher, the wastage by the guest is more. This is also very important, because whatever the quantity of the food you are giving according to age, you are not giving. So the wastage of food also more in that. There is a function menu, another menu. We are discussing about the function menu also. What exactly the function menu is? A pre-selected set menu. Whenever the functions happen, this is a pre-selected menu. And the cover to be set fixed as per the menu, whatever the menu has selected, that cover selected should be the same manner. Now, the menu and the price have been agreed before the function date. The menu and the price is agreed before the function date. What exactly the functions? Birthday functions, anniversary functions, maybe some corporate function, there would be a fixed menu would be there. The price would be the same. The guests are served the same food. Exactly. The special request have to be pre-ordered by the function organizer. Whoever organizing the function, if he wants a special food, he has to place order before only. The food is served at the same fixed time. Whatever the time has been fixed, the food will be served in the fixed time. Clearing takes place when every guest has finished eating, and the waiter knows exactly what is served to many. Exactly, there is a fixed menu is selected, and whatever the waiter is serving, he knows exactly what he has to serve. Now, let's discuss about the breakfast menu. This is also another kind of menu in F&B organization. F&B breakfast menu are generally simple, fast, and not very expensive also, because the guest, the customer has little time to have the breakfast. So the menu is also very simple. It's not so expensive also. Most of the breakfast menus are relatively limited, offering only the essential breakfast menu items, which we have spoken. Breakfast menu always simple manner. Now, the type of breakfast that can be served is an American breakfast, continental and Indian breakfast as well, which would be discussing further in a broad manner. What exactly the breakfast and what are the varieties of the breakfast also. Only breakfast menus in resorts and cruises are very luxuriously with many dishes are served. Like cruises, people go for the occasion, recreation, where the breakfast in a very broad manner. Otherwise, in business restaurants, where in hotels, the breakfast is very simple. Now, let's discuss about the lunch menu. Lunch menu is the bigger menu. It gives you more food to the customers. Let's discuss about the lunch menu also. Lunches are usually quick working lunches, except on a holiday or a Sunday. Lunches are like sometimes quick, and if it is a weekend and if it is a holidays, the lunch time may be more also. Therefore, lunch menus are also easy and quick for make, and sandwiches, soups and salads are important in many lunch menus. If any corporate organization is there, if your F&B establishment is located there, people may come over there for the light kind of lunch also. That time they would be having sandwiches, they would be having salads also, because these are the items less time consume. Now, most lunch meals offer special every day and printed on the separate piece of paper and clipped onto the main menu also. Sometimes what exactly will happen is lunch items may be printed separately, may be stapled with the main menu also, because lunch is the special menu which is designed by the F&B establishments also. Usually later than the dinner, because most guests do not want to feel filled up and sleepy during the afternoon. What exactly will happen is, whenever you are located in a corporate sector, whatever the lunch you would be giving, you need to give the light way of the lunch also, because they don't want to have more lunch and going into sleepy mode. Now, special corporate lunches are available, which are very light and working lunches. Now, let's discuss about the dinner menus also. Now, we have discussed about the lunch and the breakfast menus. Now, we will be discussing about the dinner menus. What exactly the dinner menus, how exactly it works. The menu items offered in the dinner are heavier and more elaborate than those offered in the breakfast and lunch, which we have discussed. For the breakfast, there is a simple menu. In the lunch is also simple menu. Now, come to the dinner, it will be more elaborated. Guests are willing to pay more for dinner, as these menus are more expensive, because dinner timing would be the more they want to spend more time and they want to have a great meal. So dinner menu item may be costing more. Now, guest expectations are greater on the selection of the menu items, which we have discussed. Now, dinner establishments have to place more service, atmospheres and decor. Dinner menus generally have music and a theme of the day, because whenever the dinner the customer comes to restaurant, he comes with the family, he comes with the ample time, so he will spend more time. That time your decor and your music should be there in a restaurant to give the great service to your customer. Now, what is the cyclic menu? We have discussed about the breakfast, lunch and dinner. Now, we will be discussing about the cyclic menu. Cyclic menu is very simple. This is a fixed menu where we use a cyclic in a cafeterias. Let's discuss about the broad manner about the cyclic menu. Cyclic menus are a table d'hote menus, which we repeatedly again and again set periodic, say 4 months. They are followed in hospitals and industrial caterings and educational institute. For example, let's talk about the one factory. They have the cafeteria. They have the breakfast timing fixed, lunch timing is fixed, and the dinner timings are fixed. In lunch, menu is fixed for Monday, menu is fixed on a Tuesday, menu fixed on a Wednesday, and menu fix on Thursday, Friday. It goes that way. So each Monday you may not get that menu, you may not get the same kind of menu. It's a cyclic. They change quarterly, they change every 4 months, they change weekly, they change monthly also. This is a cyclic menu which they follow in industrial canteens. We are discussing about the cyclic menus which we are offering in hospitals, industrial canteens. How exactly it's working, let's discuss now further. The consumer pay by the subsidized coupons also. Exactly, there are food coupons offered by the establishment. They pay by the food coupons also. The same time, they are very cost effective, since menus are fixed, very cost effective. Now, no unnecessary items are procured and storage in minimum, because whatever the fixed menu they have, according to that only food production can happen. Your wastages are very less. Requirement are known, so staff management can be planned. Requirement are known, because tomorrow whatever the menu is planned, it's designed, and whatever the people, how many people are expecting, it's also designed according to the manpower can be planned. He has a repetition of the dishes week after week, which become a drab, which we have discussed as a cyclic menu. Every day has a different kind of menu. It's a repetition. It may become a monotonous to the customer also. Yeah. Now, 13 course French classic menu. Let's discuss about the 13 course classic French menu. What exactly is potage? And wolves and financiers, fauchions, hardos and anthry, leu, sorbet, rote, and legumes, entremets, and savory, and dessert. Exactly what this is, 13 course menu, how exactly it works. One by one, let's discuss 13 course French classical menu. Hardos, starters and appetizers to start a meal. Whenever the guest comes in a French menu, there is a 13 steps of the service. Each step served with one food product. What are the food product you would be serving? Maybe it is appetizer, maybe soup, maybe fish, maybe a main course. Let's discuss what are the 13 course of the menu in a French course. First, they serve appetizers. First, they serve appetizers. The second is potage, soup in English, liquid food. So, the second step after the appetizers is soup comes. The waiters serve the soup. The second is wafs. Wafs is eggs. Whatever the preparation done by eggs, the third course would be the eggs. Farinaceous contains pasta and rice. Whatever the pasta dishes are there, it comes under a fourth step. The poisons are poison. All dishes made from the fish served in the course. This is the fifth course. After completion of the fourth course, the fish dishes come in the picture. Now, Anthony, the first meat course of the menu. The first meat course may be there is a chicken, there is a mutton that comes under after fish. After fish, the meat product comes, and again the releve main meat dish comes after a light meat dish. Then it comes to sorbet, flavored ice water, and roti and roast with the salad consists of game, which is accompanied with the one particular sauce. There would be maybe chicken, maybe turkey. This is also comes under a course of the menu. Now, legumes, roti is also served here in this course. Now, savory, a food such as toast, pickled fruit also served here. And the same time, dessert comes at the end of the meal. Let's discuss about the Indian full course menu. The same way the French full course menu, 13 course of the menu. Indian full course menu, let's discuss. First is starters, the second is soup and Indian bread, dry dishes, gravies and curries, and the lentils, beans, rice preparation, curd and pickles and peppers, sweets and beverages. If the customer comes for the Indian cuisine, the how the waiter follow the sequence of the service, let's discuss further. Let's discuss about the menu pricing. What exactly the menu is, whatever the organization is giving food products to the customers, with the food products, with the pricing, that is known as menu, which we have discussed previously. Now, exactly the menu pricing, how the menu pricing can be done, what are the factors are there whenever you are keeping a pricing for your menu items, let's discuss broadly for that. Now, menu pricing has two important functions. One is to take adequate profit for the company, because your end of the day revenue comes from whatever the food you are selling. What food exactly, how you are selling, what are the pricing you are keeping from menu only, it has been decided. So, it depend on to make adequate profit for the company, to get value for money for the customer as well. Customer should feel it, whatever the money is paying, you should get good food for that. It should be value for the money as well. The menu price should include expected return on investment. What is the expected return on investment? Whatever the investment you are doing for the food. For example, preparation of one food item is a X value. So you will not sell for only X value, right? You will add your costing also. What are the costs are involved in establishment? Let's discuss detail how the pricing can be done, what is the food product you are selling, and what is the pricing can be done for the food product. Now we have spoken about the basic cost of the food product. After that, you need to add some profitability to that. What exactly, how to add it, what are the factors come to add the factor, and let's discuss market demand and competition also. You need to see what exactly competitive pricing are. For example, you are selling burger for the 25 rupees and your competitor is selling for 20 rupees. Obviously, the customer will see value for money and a meat go to there also. You need to see the customer demand and at the same time competition also. And at the same time, you need to see the quality also. That is a very important factor. If you are able to give the quality and value for the money, you can keep pricing according to your convenient also. Industry standard for style of operation, that is very important. Whatever the operations you are doing, according to that the pricing will come. Now, location of the outlet. If you have the outlet in a middle class family residential area, you are not supposed to keep higher rates, because they might not come to have meal from your outlet, F&B outlet. So you need to see exactly where you are located and what exactly you are operating, how you are operating, what is the competitive price, what is the demand from the customer. These are the factors come to the picture whenever you are pricing your menu products. And overheads including staff cost. Now, we have spoken about the food cost. For example, there is a food cost involved for your food product. The same way, the same time, there is a staffing is also costing. So, you need to add that overheads also. What are the staff value also to your profitability? Overheads including staff cost also, and rent and other charges also need to add for the pricing. Then we will come to the conclusion exactly what pricing need to be done for your food products. Again, let's discuss about the menu pricing. The approach to menu pricing is developed from the organization main goals. What exactly organization main goals? According to that, the menu pricing can be done. Now, the policies of the organization also, what policies they have, according to that, the menu pricing can be done to expectation of the profits from each department. For example, you have bar, you have multi-cuisine restaurant, you have coffee shop, and you have banquets. Organization have set the goals: from this outlet I want profit this much, from this outlet I required profit this much. According to that, the menu pricing can be designed. The same way, there are a number of ways that are used to determine the pricing of the menu item. The pricing models can be used for, these are the main important factors for menu pricing. One is cost plus pricing, the second is competition pricing, the third is rate of return pricing, and elasticity pricing. Let's discuss about these four factors. How exactly the four factors impact your menu pricing. Cost plus pricing. What is the food cost? Let's discuss about the ingredients of food cost element of the menu item which is added to predominant markup of percentage of the amount. What exactly the food items you are using to develop the food product, that is known as food cost. Now, the cost of the price of your drink is, for example, 1,000 rupees, and management markup is 20%. So, whatever the beverages, whatever the food items, the cost on the cost, management required 20%. So, the selling price would be 1200 rupees. The selling price would be 1200 rupees, and the management markup would be 20%, and your beverage cost is 1000 rupees. You are getting profit of 200 rupees.